today, look, no home loan. Another market distortion. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, web that is post covering finance and property news. Well, PEXA just released their second edition of their cash purchases report, which highlights residential property transactions that were funded entirely with cash. That is, residential properties purchased without a home loan. And they found that the share of mortgage-free transactions rose by 2.9 percentage points to 28.5% of all home transactions. They said that the intent of the report is to shine a light on an often overlooked segment of the property market and to report how buyers in Australia really fund residential property. And this is important because it helps to explain the apparent contradiction between the rising property prices at a time when mortgage interest rates have risen, which is a really weird combination to say the least. Now, according to CoreLogic, home values nationwide gained some momentum slightly in February, rising by 0.2 percentage points to 0.6%, and that was the fastest growth rate in 5 months, bolstered by increasing optimism about potential interest rate cuts later in the year. Now, migrants from the nearly 1 million arriving come with sufficient cash to buy, as well as many downsizing Australians who have enjoyed the capital growth in recent years, so there is an ever larger proportion of buyers who are relatively unaffected by rising interest rates. And this is another example of unequal access to housing at the expense of mortgage borrowers, especially in a higher interest rate environment. And it also points to the problem the RBA is facing, where inflation momentum and interest rates are potentially disconnected. In fact, the new RBA Assistant Governor Sarah Hunter said recently the slowdown in economic activity in December quarter was broadly as the bank had expected, and some households are clearly struggling, primarily due to inflation and higher interest rates. But Dr. Hunter said the RBA is thinking a lot about the potential supply-side inflation from the energy transition and the aging of population and how all of this plays out. But my take is that the interest rate lever is much more blunted than the RBA models suggest. Indeed, Shane Oliver, AMP Chief Economist, said the rise in cash buyers could delay the expected rate cut this year. More than one in four is a high proportion of buyers not impacted by interest rates when you want to slow the economy down, he said. So yes, rate cuts could be delayed if the labour market remains tight and the housing market continues to reaccelerate. And Carlos Cacho, Chief Economist at Jarden, said while listings will have the biggest impact on home prices over the near term, the prevalence of cash buyers would help limit potential declines in home values if interest rates stayed on hold this year. We think demand is probably weaker and shallower than what you would think based on the performance of the market and given how many buyers are restricted by lower borrowing capacity. But the market is likely to hold and keep grinding higher because there is such a high proportion of cash buyers, he said. There's a lot of money flowing into some of the premium inner city suburbs, which illustrates what we already know. Those suburbs are not driven by interest rates or borrowing. They're driven by home equity and wealth, he said. And it could also be driven by wealthy expats who are returning home and bringing back savings that might be in US dollars. And in that sense, the Australian property market looks a bit cheap. That certainly lines up with the feedback we've had from real estate agents and mortgage brokers in the last year or two that returning expats are propping up the premium areas. PEXA focused on residential property purchases in the eastern states of New South Wales, Victoria and Queensland over a four-year period from January 2020 to December 2023 using settlement data collected via the PEXA Digital Property Exchange. Data was reported down to a postcode level, with only postcodes exhibiting at least 80 cash purchases in calendar year 2023 shown. And PEXA captures the source of funds used to purchase property at settlement. A cash purchase is where the purchase was funded with cash. That's ignoring cash deposits on property purchases that were funded with a home loan. And cash purchases do not contain any loans from Australian lenders and no mortgage was registered on the property title at settlement. Now, let's be clear. In some instances, buyers may have used existing loan facilities to purchase the property, with cash buyers drawing down funds using equity from other properties, or overseas buyers using a loan from a foreign lender not appearing on the property title. and non-monetary settlements such as gifts have been excluded together with commercial properties. And they said that the expanding cash buyer market is likely dominated by regional cash buyers made up of retirees and downsizers looking for a tree change or a sea change. And they are joined by inner urban cash buyers who are likely comprised of affluent owner-occupiers who are relocating along with domestic and international investors. The portion of cash buyers increased sharply in New South Wales and Queensland, rising by 2.9 percentage points to 27.7% and 29.6% respectively. In Victoria, cash sales accounted for 25.2% of all transactions, a 1.5 percentage point increase from 2022. In fact, Central Melbourne, Postcode 3000, took the lion's share of the highest number of cash purchases, with 1,697 properties worth over $1.32 billion transacting, nearly twice as much compared with the previous year. And more than half of all home sales in that postcode were paid in cash, likely by wealthy owner-occupiers who were downsizing and investors looking to take advantage of the stagnant apartment market. Surfers Paradise, postcode 4217, overtook Broadbeach for the highest aggregate value of cash purchases at $1.43 billion over the 1,232 properties that changed hands. Nearly half of all residential sales in that postcode were bought without a mortgage. And cash buyers also targeted premium Sydney suburbs such as Darling Point, postcode 2027, Bellevue Hill, postcode 2023, and Bondi Beach, postcode 2026, transacting nearly $2 billion worth of properties without debt. And last year, 84 buyers paid cash on their Darling Point properties worth $3.35 million on average, while 80 cash buyers snapped up Bellevue Hill properties at $3.63 million each on average. And cash buyers also splurged in Mossman, where 223 properties worth $2.9 million apiece on average were sold without a mortgage. Marsden Park, located 45 kilometres northwest of Sydney's CBD, posted the largest total amount of cash transactions in New South Wales at $971.9 million after 724 properties worth $665,000 each on average were sold. And postscript here, that's a very high mortgage-stressed area, I note. Tara, postcode 4421 in rural Queensland, posted the highest share of cash transactions in the eastern states, with 86% of all properties selling without a mortgage. PEXA's chief economist, Julie Toth, said these findings highlighted the limitations of monetary policy to control inflation. Cash buyers are growing in number, and the relatively large size of this group helps to explain the property market's resilience in 2023, despite rapid rises in interest rates, she said. The findings also suggest that as we move forward, the property market may well be more stable and resilient to further changes in rates up or down than previous modelling might be indicating. That's simply because we have this fairly sizable part of the market that can keep trading, whether it's selling or buying, without relying on mortgages. Or in other words, mortgage borrowers are being punished for the exuberance in demand from cash buyers. And more broadly, interest rates will remain high for longer because the interest rate lever is less powerful, which gives the RBA and every Australian an inflation headache. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.